You there, child! Pay attention. Do not step on the irises. Do not fall into the water. Does Monsieur Monet know you are in his garden? Here you are, right on the edge of his famous pond of water lilies. Flowers, you know, that grow in the water. Now, walk to the middle of this enormous painting. Step back. Way back. Can you see the round green leaves floating on the surface? The flowers are pink and purple. Every morning, very early, I row out on this pond to get rid of old leaves, dead blossoms. The surface must be parfait, perfect for Monsieur Monet. He paints the pond again and again and again. To paint water, it is very difficult. Water is clear. There is nothing to paint. But you can paint the reflections in it, like the sky. Can you see bits of fluffy, pinkish-white clouds in Monsieur Monet's painting? The pond, it changes colors on cloudy or sunny days. In the morning and the evening, the reflections change as the clouds drift, or a breeze ripples the surface, or a frog jumps in, or a bird lands in the water. The pond looks different in shady places. Walk to your right now, down toward the end of the painting. Fais attention! Don't crush the flowers! At this end, the pond looks green and brown. It seems darker and cooler here. Maybe from the shadow of a willow tree on the bank. Maybe there are fish in this spot. Maybe a turtle. But Monsieur Monet paints only the water and the flowers. He loves to paint. Come close to the picture for a moment. Come on. Can you see the many, many marks of his brush? Perhaps you've noticed that this painting comes out from the wall, as if it might wrap around you. Monsieur Monet made it big, so you would feel right in the middle of the water. He wanted to share what he saw. So, I am happy to row out each dawn to keep the pond beautiful in Monsieur Monet's garden.